When Do You Stop Trusting God? A compilation.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land called Uz, there was a guy named Job. Of everyone around, he was definitely one of the best guys you could find. He feared God and avoided evil. He was generous, kind, hardworking, overall a good, godly man. Not only was Job a good guy, he also had a pretty great life. He had money, land, livestock, and servants. He had a wife and 10 kids. He was strong and healthy. He was a respected figure in the community, and everyone looked up to him. He had friends everywhere. He was really somebody. Everyone knew who Job was. Job had a blessed life, and why not? He obeyed God and lived a good life. But wait, stop and think about this for a second. When is it hardest to trust God? When everything's going well? Or when it seems like everything has gone completely wrong? The greatest test of our character is how we react when life takes a turn for the worse. And the greatest test of our faith is trusting God when He allows us to go through tough times. The devil knew very well that it is hardest to trust when everything is going wrong, and so he presented this case to God. Everyone thinks Job's such a great and godly guy, Satan said. Of course he's good. He's got everything. Money, land, family, friends, respect. Let me take it all away, and then we'll see how good he is. God agrees to this little experiment, which seems really bad for poor Job, as one after the other, he loses his money, his livestock, his house, his children, and finally even his health. Job is left sitting in a pile of ashes, scraping at the boils that cover him from head to toe. Finally, his wife, the one person he had left to lean on, tells him, "Quit trying to be such a good guy. Just curse God and die." At this point, people probably thought that Job must have done something really wrong to have such bad luck. He must have been way out of God's will to deserve all those calamities. It's understandable that Job wondered the same thing. He sat in a pile of ashes, trying to figure out what he'd done wrong to deserve such a sour turn of events. Finally, he did what many of us would do in the same situation. He started feeling sorry for himself. Fortunately, Job had some good friends who came by as soon as they'd heard what had happened. They found Job in his miserable state, and he started complaining to them right away. "I'm a good guy. Where's God's justice? Why is he treating me this way? This is so unfair." When you consider the way Job lived, it almost seems like God was being unfair to him. Sometimes, when we're in the middle of a rough time, that's all we can see. How unfair the whole situation seems. You've done your best to do what God asked you to do. You've tried to follow His word. You've treated others fairly. And this mess is what you get in return? Finally, one of Job's friends named Elihu got tired of all his complaining and told him, God will never do wickedly, and he'll never treat you unjustly. Everyone has troubles, so quit thinking you should be above them. Elihu also told him, by means of their suffering, God rescues those who suffer, for he gets their attention through adversity. Job finally shuts up, and after a good long talk with God, he realizes that no matter how good he tries to be, or how closely he obeys God, he's never going to know better than God. He realizes that God is a lot bigger and wiser than he is, so he'd better just trust him. It's something to think about when we're facing troubles of our own. We can react like Job did and get upset that God isn't treating us right. Or we can turn to him, give him our attention, and see what he wants us to learn through it. The fact is, God never promised a perfect, problem-free life. He did, however, promise to help us through whatever problems we may face. When we are aware of this, we won't waste time complaining about our predicaments, and we won't waste energy trying to pull ourselves out of trouble. Instead, we'll immediately turn to the Lord and find our strength and solutions in him. Job finally got the point, and that allowed God to step in and rescue him. When he decided that no matter what, he wasn't going to quit trusting, then God restored to Job even more than he had lost in the first place. Throughout the journey of our lives, there are going to be high points, and there are going to be low points. Trust that God has a good reason for the low points. He has something to teach you through them. And trust that, as Psalm 34:19 says, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Marie Story. Life has taken an unexpected turn. The road you've been traveling suddenly seems filled with potholes and obstacles. What happened to that smooth pavement you once enjoyed? You awake each day hoping that things will change, but the former good times are just memories. What you're going through is tough, but in my heavenly love and wisdom, I'm not going to take these troubles away. Not just yet. I will do something even better for you, though. I want to show you how the burdens you've been carrying are blessings in disguise. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. Those burdens have weighed on you so heavily that all you could do was look down at the road and sigh. But I can help you turn those weights into wings that will carry you forward. Bring each burden to me. Let me lift them off you, and then come to me and let me renew your spirit. I give perfect peace and love to those who bring their cares to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I can't promise to spare you from the storms of life, but I can promise to be with you through them. My help comes in a variety of forms. It may not always come in the form you expect, but it will come. I will never leave you to struggle on your own. When you ask for my help, I will answer your prayer. When you are fearful, I will give you faith to trust me, peace of mind, and courage to go on. When you are weak and weary, lean on me, and I will give you strength like you've never known. When your heart is broken, I will mend it. I can't keep you from all hardships and sorrows, but I can make the troubles of life bearable and bring about good in the end. I can help your spirit rise above the storms of life, above the clouds, up here in heavenly places with me. The sun is always shining. I am sunshine on a rainy day, the rainbow after the storm. I am the bright ray of hope that puts the sparkle back in your eyes. The present storm will pass. In the meantime, let me keep you through the storm as you continue to trust me. Jesus. God is worthy of our trust. Unlike men, he never lies and never fails to fulfill his promises. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Unlike men, he has the power to bring to pass what he plans and purposes to do. Isaiah 14:24 tells us, "The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it will stand." Furthermore, his plans are perfect, holy, and righteous, and he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his holy purpose. If we endeavor to know God through his word, we will see that he is worthy of our trust, and our trust in him will grow daily. To know him is to trust him. Every Christian can give personal testimony to God's trustworthiness as we see his work in our lives, fulfilling his promises to save our souls and use us for his purposes, and comfort us with the peace that passes all understanding as we run the race he has planned out for us. The more we experience his grace, faithfulness, and goodness, the more we trust him. GotQuestions.org
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.